Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Yeah. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you. Bring life to us all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
What? Please do. Please do.
When we were worshiping, when we were doing Bible study at Slager's, one night after Wednesday service, whatever, I was driving home and I was singing that song to the Lord and my voice cracked and I said, "Oh, I'm so sorry, Lord." And in the back, I literally heard Tara. And then I was like, and he said, "Your praises are beautiful to me."
Amen.
So whenever we sing that song, that's what comes to my mind.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah. The Lord loves to be worshipped. He loves to be praised. Just because that's what he was made for, and we love to praise because that's what we were made for. Right? Amen. Amen. Yeah. When we praise the Lord, we get lifted up. We'll just sing all day. We'll just go ahead and sing. Hallelujah. Amen. Keep watch and pray, Jesus said. Specifically to Peter and to us. But keep watch and pray so you will not give in to temptation. For the spirit's willing, but the body is weak. Now, I don't think Peter tied together the fact that just before that, Jesus had said, "You say you'll die for me."
Did you bring them?
They're there.
Okay. Is it compassion?
Yeah, compassion, yes. Compromise, no. Yes, the usher is going to get those to you. I put them on the chair, but how would you know they're there?
Oh,
you just never know. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, so, but you know, Jesus had told Peter he was going to deny him. So then, here's Jesus. Jesus in the midst of a battle royal. But still he's reminding Peter. The world's in a battle royal. But God speaks to us and said, "There's a flood coming. And I want you to be part of it." Did you get that part? I want you to be part of it. I want you to be part of it. It's not like, yeah, this is coming. No, no, I want you to be part of it. Be alert, okay? God has said to you, "I want you to be part of it." So, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, you know? I want to be ready. I want to be ready to be a part of it. Wherever. Maybe it's a car driving by. Doesn't mean you got to get out in front of it. It means pray for those people in that car. People need the Lord. And that word, I think, fits in with, I got to take these out. I'm going to tell you that my hearing aids, I got so used to them not working, apparently. Now I'm learning to wear them all over again. They were never that loud. But actually, they got enjoyably quiet. I was using them with the music, and it was okay. But all day, I had this thing in my ear now. It's like it's rattling, and I don't know, I'll get that figured out. But the fact that I could get used to them not working, I could get used to them not working, and it was okay. Didn't notice because, I don't know, somehow these are like a radio or something. They take the sounds out of the phone and they amplify them into it. It isn't like other ones where the tube does it. It's like you got this radio in your ear and super spy stuff, maybe. I don't know. But it's there and you get used to it and you don't miss it. Well, I just got used to it because they say you'll get used to them and it will be like you're not wearing them. Well, it was like I wasn't wearing them, but my phone would ring and I could talk, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And so it was okay, but it seemed like I wasn't always hearing everything, and I seemed like I could remember that I heard stuff better than I did before. And then I started getting these looks from Vicky and says, "Do you have your hearing aids in? Okay, there's something wrong here. You know, there's something wrong here." But that didn't necessarily change anything right away till I finally decided there's something wrong here. Now, the replacement ones come and there was something wrong here. You know? And it just reminded me that we can become, the Bible says we shouldn't become dull of hearing, but we can become sometimes accidentally, you know. And we got all these voices out there saying, you know, you can't be so narrow-minded and you can't be this and you can't be that. And remember, we talked about God sense not that long ago and to keep our God sense. But still, they're saying, oh, you know, you got to be compassionate. We've got to make everybody comfortable. We've got to be compassionate. Jesus always made everybody comfortable. They haven't read the Bible. He did not always make everybody comfortable, you know? He had great compassion, but he had no compromise, you know? No compromise. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Live with it, you know? Are you the Son of God? You said so, you know? I've been telling you, and you haven't been listening, I am He. Now, the woman at the well, she just ran with that. He's He. You know, when you have the truth, enjoy it. When the Lord says there's a flood coming and there's souls coming and I want you to be a part of it, enjoy it. God gave you a line for anybody and everybody. You know what God said in church? God said there's a flood coming and people are coming into the kingdom. Are you in? Most of you are. Good. I'm glad to hear that. You know, are you in? You know, everybody's, oh, no, I didn't know. Get me in. You know, they'll say, of course I am. Of course I am. That's like when my hearing aids didn't work. I know exactly what you're saying. Could you repeat it? You know, because it's like, well, that's not very compassionate. You think I'm not? I tend to ask you. I didn't ask, I didn't say you were not. I was asking you, are you? Let's dance and praise the Lord. I don't do that. There's your answer. There's your answer. You know? I mean, what could be wrong with the compassion to say, we all need Jesus. Everybody needs Jesus. Well, you're just so narrow-minded. I am. I absolutely am. I'm narrow-minded. Loud and proud to be narrow-minded. Because I don't want to be so compassionate that I rob somebody of the kingdom of God. You know? I mean, it's quite possible that the nicest thing you could do is offend somebody. You know? If it offends them into thinking, if it offends them into going, why did that upset me so much? You know? Why did it bother me that somebody asked me that? Maybe Maybe I need to know that. You know? I mean, a lot of people will come and just in conversation say they got a problem. I got the solution. Jesus, he's the solution to everything. You know? The other day, I will tell you that I missed an opportunity while I was thinking of how to take advantage of the opportunity. You know? This guy was not talking well. And, you know, I can praise the Lord every time somebody swears. That's okay, you know, but they might not even notice that I praise the Lord. And twice this guy said that somebody asked him when he was going to retire. He said, I suppose when I go on the ground. So twice I missed saying, then what? You know? Then what? So I got to find a way to see that guy again and say, forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. You stood right there and said you're going in the ground, and I didn't care enough to ask you what then. Could make him uncomfortable. Could make him saved. Or, you know, I have no doubt that there are some people who are saved that don't act like it. You know? Don't act like it in public. You don't want to offend anybody. You know, my friends expect me to swear, so I just swear, but I don't really feel comfortable swearing. I don't think so. I think that's what's comfortable. You know, I'm not meddling much, but I'm just saying that, you know. Compassion, but no compromise. You see, that is, you know, you hear, if you ever watch Flashpoint, you know, and that's what they're talking about. They're talking about that people become so compromised and so thinking they need to have everybody, you know, comfortable. A lot of people are just going to be like a frog in water uncomfortably, you know, unless someone reminds him. Jesus reminded Peter. Peter still blew it. But Jesus said, look, your spirit's willing. I know your spirit's willing. I've got confidence in you, but your flesh stinks. Peter was about to do something that would hurt more than the nails and the whips, you know, to deny Christ. I don't want to deny Jesus. I don't want to deny him. I don't want to deny him in my speech. I don't want to deny him in my actions. I don't want to deny him in my thoughts. Those are tough places in those thoughts, you know. I mean, thoughts come, and you got to rebuke them. You gotta overcome them, you know? I mean, just about every morning I have the same thing with the enemy. The same thing. If there's anything in my sink, I want my sink clean. And sometimes there's dishes in my sink when I get up. Now, I never cared about it until it became my realm, you know? And so there's something in my sink. No big deal. Fix it up. But in my head comes this thing. How could you do this? You know, I don't say it. I go, no, shut up, go away. You know, shut up and go away. So I started combating that with, I'm just so thankful that I can stand here and do this. And that's the only reason that the sink is my domain. She would never give up any part of her domain, except for she can't take care of that domain anymore. And so now I think she enjoys. She says, well, I can't help you. I think I'll go downstairs. That's okay. That's okay. But you see, that's no big deal. It is if I let it turn into a big deal. It is if it goes from the bird fluttering over my head to the bird building a nest in my hair and me beginning to vocalize the things that are trying to come in. you know? And so there's these things. They don't have to be big things, but we can let them become big things. You know? We can let somebody's be kind turn us into compromisers. You know? I had an opportunity in jail one day, you know, and there's a lot of different thoughts that go on in the jail, a lot of thinking of people, you know, and I had that one day where I said, you know, Jesus is the only way, and this guy said, well, and such and such. I said, no, I'm sorry, but I will not compromise. I won't do you any favors if I even let that just go by and not say anything about it. I have a guard that I have been for some time. He's been getting bolder with his nonsense. You know, he used to be pretty respectful, but now he's got stuff coming out of his mouth. I'm going, oh, you are getting close. You are getting close. My goodness. He said, is your hand on fire yet? Because I'm patting his shoulder. No, my hand's not on fire. I'm about to put out your fire and give you the fire of God, you know? But, you know, I mean, hey, it's like I don't like what he says, but I know what's coming. And if I just don't compromise and I just keep pouring on the truth, just pouring on the truth, you know? There's a flood coming. I like that. There's a flood coming. There's a flood coming, and I want you to be a part of it. I want to be a part of it. Everybody should want to be a part of it, you know? If you make the difference in one person's life, you are part of the flood, a big part of the flood, you know? We don't preach to millions here. But it bounces around and gets quite a ways, you know? And it's going to land in different places, you know? What the role that we all together, because we are one, play, you know? We got a letter from the Philippines, and John sent me an email, thanks. What a difference you make in those people's lives. And I said, not me, we. We. If there was no Hosanna, there'd be no Hosanna website. There'd have been nobody checking in, wanting to be a part and listening and studying the devotions and listening to the message. There wouldn't have been. If there was no Hosanna, there'd have been, sure, they'd have found somebody else. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe for such a time as this. You know, and so while we could look and say our numbers have shrunk, they have. We graduated like 50 kids. I don't know how many. You know, it seems like there was 100 maybe. I don't know how many went running around, you know. But the thing is that does that change our power? Does it limit our power? No, it increases our power. If we take the assignment that God gives us, if we take it to heart, there's a flood and I want you to be a part of it. And we don't worry about how many people, we just make sure we don't miss anybody. You know? Just, you know. And when the Lord puts a name in our mind, you know, what? And oh, hey, I don't know why, but your name came to my mind when I was praying. Your name came to my mind. You know, can we pray together for something? I don't know. You know, you got the mind of Christ. You've been purified by the Word. You are these things. And so that should make us passionate about the truth. And it was Jesus' great passion for the truth that gave him such amazing compassion. It didn't matter to him. Everybody needed to know the truth. What kind of a statement is that to the woman at the well that he says, you know, if you knew the gift I had for you, you'd be asking me for a drink. Huh? Huh? It worked, didn't it? Well, how can you get me anything? Oh, water I give you, you're never going to thirst again. I have to tell you that I chewed on that quite a little bit when I first read, okay, how are you never going to thirst again? But it's right. He satisfies our thirst. Now, I've needed water sometimes, but he satisfies. He makes it possible to go longer without that water that you want. You know? It's just amazing. This morning when we took communion and I got a half a loaf of bread from Vicki, and I appreciate that. It was perfect. No, I'll tell you why. Because as I took it, it took a while. I savored it. I rolled it around in my mouth. I chewed, and then I chewed again. And while I was thinking, how perfect. It wasn't some little wafer that melted in my mouth, you know? Because you don't just get it over with. Sometimes that's what happens, like with communion. I grew up just getting it over with, you know? Oh, good, I get some grape juice. You know, if I'd have known, I could have tried to find a different church where they serve wine, you know. And I don't care what they do with that. But what I'm saying is that it was like that I experienced something different because I had more time to remember what that body did for me. Drink chuggala. Just kidding. I made her thirsty. I talked about thirsty. Thirsty. Can I? No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So, but anyway, you know, it was like it was a God thing. You know, it was. You know, see, God will speak to us through anything if we're available to it. Now, if you didn't think that, that's fine. You don't have to think, you know, I didn't think that. You might have. You just didn't move it through. I don't understand. I'm just saying that was just something that spoke to me. It did not allow me to get it over with. It did not allow me to go on. It allowed me to think about. See, that's the Bible. Often we have an opportunity to think about these things. Consider these things. You know? Just as we got busy worshiping, I heard my wife be goosed over there, and there was Marla was and Rem were here and grabbing, and we have a guest. I don't know who our guest is. That's okay. No, I don't want to interrupt your thinking. I just don't know your guest. Who are you? You're a friend. Okay, be my friend too then. God bless you. Do I just call you friend?
Marsha,
bless you.
Her grandma and grandpa
are Maitreys. Oh, okay. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah.
Not Don and Doris. That's your aunt and uncle.
Right.
That's your aunt and uncle. Okay.
Grandma was Dolly Maitrey.
Okay. Okay.
Paul.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, welcome, friend. Praise the Lord. But anyway, you know, God gives us gifts. Just little gifts here and little gifts there and little gifts here and little gifts there. You know, one word from God is like, you know, a treasure. It's a treasure. And so we have these treasures in earthen vessels. And so, you know, God just poured us a great big cup and said, there's a flood. Okay, do you believe there's a flood coming? I mean, I believe it. I believe it. And, you know, I mean, sometimes when they're talking about that or they're talking about how they've been praying for it for 20 years, I think, I probably read something about somebody praying about something. I thought so, but it wasn't my load to carry or something. I don't know, or just call me stupid. I don't care. But we've always talked about praying. We've always talked. We've been talking for probably 30 years about about the fact that how dark and light were just becoming so obvious, you know? And we've been saying it's going to become more obvious. When we first started saying it's going to become more obvious, I had no idea how obvious it was going to become, you know? And we have to have compassion for those people that are in darkness, you know? We have to have compassion, you know? And we have to have enough compassion to not compromise, you know? It doesn't matter what they say about us Christians. It doesn't even matter what they do to us Christians. They need to see Jesus. You know, and we've been watching that take place ever since Charlie Kirk was assassinated. We've been watching that take place as people are just the revelation of people just loving Jesus. No riots, no beatings, you know, nothing like that. And since there weren't any, the other side had to start rioting and beating and doing things because we can't stand it if there's not some kind of a riot. Somebody's got a riot. Wait a minute, we caused the riot. And people are figuring it out. Oh my goodness, you know. And people are understanding, and there's got to be somebody that has passion, compassion, enough to help them. You know, to just say, hey. You know, to be like Jesus. I want to be more like Jesus. I want to be more like Jesus. Jesus was filled with joy, filled with confidence, filled with assurance. I'm going away, but I'll be back. Now receive peace. Receive the word of God and graft it. Let the Lord speak to you that I read a devotion, and I want to put unstoppable, unchangeable, all powerful, and uncomparable in every song, because that's who He is. That's who He is, and we need to remember that. You know, this is Jesus. This is Jesus. He's absolutely unstoppable. Unstoppable. No weapon formed against you can prosper. Because unstoppable lives in you. Unchangeable. I will not compromise. I'm not going to change. The only change I'm going to be is transformed by the renewing of my mind. The only change is going to be upward. It's not going to be downward. It's going to be closer. It's not going to be more distant. I won't give up. I won't give in. I'm just going to praise the Lord again. Right? Amen. You see, we're being built up in our most holy faith. It's not time to let up. It's time to push the pedal. Amen? Amen? You know? It really is. You know, I mean, they talk about old people driving. And sometimes Vicki and I are going and we see some old person driving. And then we laugh and say, might be younger than me. You know, I'm not old, I'm older. I intend to get older and older and older. And I intend to be speaking Jesus more and more and more and more and more. You know, because He's life. He's the light of the world. You've got the message that everybody needs. Everybody needs it. Everybody needs it. Somebody that knows and loves Jesus needs to be reminded, don't you just love Jesus? You know? I mean, there's a lot of people that have never like lovingly mentioned His name outside of a building. They just don't know. Lord, they don't know what they're doing. There's a lot of one-liners that Jesus gave were just great. Most everything he said was kind of a one-liner, because we couldn't possibly digest more than one line at a time. I think I said last week, but I have been thoroughly enjoying "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." You know? Because we set our minds on the things above, the way it is in heaven, and the Lord said, so pray that it'll be that way here. There's no more pain, no more sorrow, no more sadness. No. Oh, man, what? Why not? Well, we can't expect that. We can pray for it. We can ask for it. We can desire it, can't we? Yeah. Lord, no, don't bother with that, Lord. Let's just let this go to hell. I haven't prayed that prayer. Forgive me for swearing. It's in the Bible. No, but, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, yeah, let it get worse. We're just waiting to leave. Well, why not? You know, it's like, I like my sink clean. I rub the spots off. You know, that's weird. I understand that. But, you know, it's just that's the one little part of the house that I get the decision about. That's good. So, anyway, you know, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Okay, so your will is different than what's going on. Your kingdom is different than what we're experiencing. And so, as for me and my house, I want it to be like your kingdom here. And then everywhere I go, I want to remember that you told Moses everywhere he set his foot was holy ground. So where I walk is holy ground. It's up to me to keep that holy. Right? You know? Things change. You change the atmosphere. You change the atmosphere. You change the atmosphere. How you change it depends on how you change it. You understand what I mean? You know? I don't want to come in and make the atmosphere worse. So, one other thing, when I was speaking to the Lord this week, last week, sometime when I was speaking, because it's written here, I came to this thing, you know, I always say that I'm not a good asker. You know? I mean, I don't pray and ask for a lot of things. But then I realized I ask for everything. I ask throughout the day. Lord, I need wisdom. You know, Lord, I want to find that nail. Lord, make the printer work. You know, that printer has worked perfect. Yep. I ordered a new one. I'll probably have it for 5 years before I ever have to get it out. But I'm ready for it. If it tries to knock things around again, I'll just push it aside and put in the new one. But we, you know, I asked, what kind of faith is that I ordered a new one after I asked the Lord to help it work? That's prepared. I'm prepared. That's why we read the Bible every day. That's why we pray every day. So we're prepared, right? But I said, Lord, I guess I'm wrong. I ask you all the time. All the time. Whatever. Ask and it will be given. Seek and you'll find. Knock, the door will be open. So we ask all the time. So we ask for compassion without compromise. We ask for wisdom. We ask for eyes to see and ears to hear. We can kind of sort of accidentally compromise sometimes, you know. If we catch ourselves compromising, just straighten it out. Not say, well, you know, it's not that bad. You know, it's no big deal. I was getting a kick out of people that, and there are a few yet, that when they speak poorly, and I'm there, they'll say, oh, excuse my language. I just want to slap those people that don't bother to say, excuse my language, not because it's me, but because it's God. Why are you talking about him that way? You know? Why? You know? If I don't say something, if I don't praise the Lord, I may be just compromised and just got, I can't get used to it. I just can't get used to it. The Lord's name in vain. I just can't get used to it. So, Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for inviting us to the flood, to be a part of the flood, to live lives that are water to swim in. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you. Oh, thank you for your forgiveness, Lord. Thank you for cleansing us. Thank you for making a way for us. Give us eyes to see that way, Lord. Give us hearts that just change hearts of people around us. We don't want anyone to perish, Lord. None. None. But those who refuse to be transformed, we pray you will expose and dispose of, Lord. That you will go out and you will remove those foul spirits that do such foul things. You'll just overcome them and many will be saved. Lord, we want to walk with a compassion that is uncompromisingly dedicated to you. And so we will. We will love like you, Jesus. We will love enough to speak the truth in that love. And we will behold you. We will see you move in people's lives. We will see you transform people's lives, and we will give you all the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Do 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 do